It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
I want this to be my ringtone.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz, back after a week in Virginia and D.C. Just a reminder, if you miss any part of our show, you can catch us on Audio Boom, or you can download the Mile High Sports Radio app from Play Store or the Apple Tune Store, and go back and listen. Just type in Darren Copeland Experience, and you'll find our shows, segments there. You can listen to anything we've done last week, the week before, earlier this show. We've been doing a lot of baseball talk tonight. Also, check out the Darren Copeland Experience Facebook page. Like us there, and just tell your friends, because we're a fun show. We do different things. We're not your typical sports talk show.
Yay, fun.
Yay, fun. So I just got back from like 10 days in hell, also known as Virginia, in Washington, D.C.
I thought you were in Maryland.
Well, so, dude, I was all over the place. Because apparently, back east, you can drive for 30 minutes and be in another state. I was in Virginia.
Yep.
Then we went to D.C. So you have to go through Maryland to get to D.C. Then I went to a cabin in the woods, which is in West Virginia.
Yes.
Then at one point I drive up to Gettysburg, which is in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
They're all like within an hour of each other.
Yeah. Because the states are smaller.
Then I went back to Virginia. So, I mean, it was the most humid week they've had in years in June, of course, because I'm there. So it was terrible. 90 degrees, 95 degrees, 89% humidity. Like, you can't breathe.
Oof.
At least up in the mountains, well, okay, let me rephrase this. At least up in the hills where the cabin was.
Yes.
It was a little cooler, and it's surrounded by trees. I mean, there's just, first of all, that whole eastern seaboard, it's nothing but a canopy of trees.
Yep.
I don't know how people say that we have a tree shortage, because you know what? Go to the eastern seaboard. There's nothing but trees. I can't see the sky.
There are more trees now than there were in the 1800s because we planted trees. Johnny Appleseed. We can thank Johnny Appleseed.
As he went from state to state killing people.
Murdering people and burying them in the tree underneath the trees. Underneath the tree. And that's why apple trees are so good and tasty.
Red apple. Watch it.
Appleseed.
So lots of trees, but I did go on a boat, went fishing.
Oh, did you catch anything?
I caught a fish. My uncle caught a fish, but then it spit the hook out, like almost hit him. Like, he's fighting with his fish. He didn't set the hook really well. And he's fighting with the fish. And just as he gets up close to the boat, the little pontoon boat, it literally flew out of the water and almost hit him in the head. Like, it flew out with force, with aggression.
Was this on like a lake?
Yeah, there's a big lake, the Potomac. So the Potomac,
not a lake, I don't think.
So the Potomac gets dammed up.
Damn Potomac.
In various places. And this was one of the lakes that was part of the Potomac River, and then they just let water go through. It's kind of like what they do with the Colorado River. They dam it up so they can control water flow. What's weird, though, is when you get down into D.C., we measured it. There are places on the Potomac where it's a mile and a half, 2 miles wide. And I'm driving over the Potomac in a place where it was exactly 1 mile wide. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, just yesterday I was standing in the middle of the Potomac with the water coming up to my ankles. Because up towards West Virginia, it's a much smaller...
It's West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
It's a much smaller river.
Yes.
So we went fishing there, and I fell in.
Oh, so yeah, you fall in a lot.
I got covered in Potomac River mud and water and stuff.
Yay.
So there's that. And I had some moonshine.
Oh, how was the moonshine?
Strong.
Yes, tends to be.
Very strong. So this little town, Fairfax, I forget.
Moonshine, Stanton, West Virginia?
Swanton, whatever it is. Moonshine, West Virginia.
Shoot, West Virginia.
So that's little. It's a tourist town because everyone goes up there. They've got these big cabins, and they've got the lake and stuff. And there's a bar that sells authentic West Virginia moonshine.
Authentic.
That's what it said. The sign said authentic.
Do they have the apple pie moonshine?
They had apple pie. They didn't have apple pie moonshine.
Well, you know how you fix that.
You just put...
Get a blender.
Get a yes. blender. I drank a big... And it comes in a jar, of course, because apparently that's the rules. Comes in a jar without a handle. Mm-hmm. And for,
those are the rules. Mine came in a flask.
So for $5, they give you a jar full of moonshine, which is like five shots. They don't do it in shots. They just do it in a jar. Would you like a half a jar? Would you like a full jar?
I'd like a jar.
So
that's what two jars is.
I took a sip.
Yes.
I became Puff the Magic Dragon, man. I was like, there was fire
living by the sea
out of my mouth.
Frolicking in the autumn mist.
I will say this. After three sips,
yep.
My tongue.
You were Puff the Magic Dragon.
My tongue got numb.
White lightning.
My tongue got numb. I'm not like my tongue literally went numb.
Oh,
and it became much easier to drink. Like when your mouth is actually numb and you can't taste it anymore.
Yeah.
Much easier to drink.
See, the moonshine I had was better. But it might have been that I was in the capital of West Virginia when I was there in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 people. So it's a big, huge town.
Oh, yeah. Sounds
in West Virginia.
Massive.
It's actually really funny because it's 50,000, so it's a small little...
Sure.
But it's beautiful, but it's in kind of like a bowl around the mountains. And it's small.
Okay.
Except there's like a huge Capitol building, you know, with a dome like right in the middle.
Sure.
And, you know, all the, you know, the one or two big, you know, 8 to 10 story buildings.
Kind of like Austin, Texas. Not a big town, but they've got all their Capitol building stuff there.
I think Austin's probably a little bit larger.
Yeah, because it's a college town, but yeah. I get what you're saying.
So these people.
You were
talking about the Washington Nationals people, and these are the people you were with, right?
Yes.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but they just believe that the sky is falling and the other shoe is dropping and all of this stuff is going to happen to them, and they understand that even though they are a good team, they suck.
Well, they have a track record. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, they have a track record, and not just with the Nationals, but with the Capitals. And now with the Wizards and with the Nationals to a lesser extent, where they have amazing regular seasons. They are the best team in their league or in their sport for an entire regular season. And then they get to the playoffs and they choke. And there's no other way to say it. They have a better
team,
but they lose.
Well, that's the curse of Steven Strasburg. So 3 years ago when he was the rookie, right?
But how does that affect the Capitals?
Well, not
the
Capitol, but this is
Nationals.
The Nationals, because they decided to sit him. He
right.
gets to 200 innings, and we're going to sit him.
Right, right.
And then they go to the playoffs, and they're like, you could really use a
guy. You could use them, yeah. And they didn't use them.
They didn't use them,
and they
lost.
Yes. We're having a family meal, and there's moonshine there because, you know, they brought it back from West Virginia. And we're in Fairfax, Virginia now, which is just outside of D.C., maybe 10 miles. And the Nationals game is on, and they're losing to, I forget who they're losing, to the Mets.
Okay.
So they're losing 5-1 to the Mets, and I'm sitting there checking the Rockies score. And when I'm checking the Rockies score, the Rockies were winning on Sunday.
They were
up.
I was here doing soccer talk.
And I thought, okay, well, good. The Rockies, and my cousin's husband goes, oh, you know, when I'm not in town, I always do that too. I always check the Nationals scores. I'm like, yeah. He goes, are they winning? I'm like, yeah, they're winning. Who are they beating? They're beating the Giants. He goes, oh, wow. So he goes, I can't watch Nationals games anymore because I just get too nervous. I'm like, dude, it's like a long season. They're gonna lose some games, okay? He's like, yeah, but I'm just so afraid that they're going to go on this long losing streak. I'm like, guys, you guys have one of the best teams in the National League.
The Pittsburgh Penguins are not playing baseball.
Right, right. You're not. So I turn on right at the end of dinner, I turn on the phone again, check it, and now they're losing. I'm like, God bless it. And he goes, what's the matter? I'm like, the Rockies are losing. Oh, that's got to suck. Oh, wait. Maybe it doesn't. You're a Rockies fan. You're used to that. I'm like, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Remember when you didn't have a team?
Right?
Oh, I do too.
So you were just like giving me grief, just like lamenting how nervous you are because your team always chokes, but
yes.
Now you're going to start talking smack about my Rockies. Okay, whatever. You know, they felt like they had a reason to because they beat us pretty good out here. So I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm watching the score, and Nolan Arenado comes up, and I'm like, oh, boy. Well, come on, Nolan. Maybe he'll hit a home run. And I mentioned to this guy, I said, you know, Arenado has all he needs is a home run for the cycle. And if he hit a home run, he'd get the cycle and he'd win the game. And the guy goes, yeah, right. That, like, that ever happens. And, of course, I can't watch it live, so I'm looking at this. And all of a sudden, the score flips and the Rockies win. I'm like, whoa. What just – are you – and then right after that, they show a highlight during the Nationals game. Amazing ending in Colorado. Third baseman Nolan Arenado, and I'm standing there watching this, and I look and I go, well, must suck to be a Nationals fan as you guys lose 5-1 to the Mets, and oh, we won.
Again. Well, you know what happened to the Washington Nationals last night by chance? Did you happen to catch that one?
I did not, no. You know, I was in a plane.
Okay, so the funny thing about being a sports fan is that I will pay attention to the news. So if a team that I like is doing well,
yeah,
I will start paying attention to all the news about that. So if it's football, I'll start watching NFL Network. I'll start watching all the stuff. If it's the college, I'll start watching. And it's the same thing for MLB. I'll start watching MLB Station. I'll start following. And so the Washington Nationals yesterday took a 7-0 lead.
Yeah.
6-0 lead. To Miami, coughed it up, and ended up losing.
This was yesterday?
Yesterday, because the day they won 12-3.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, look at this, going, they won 12-3.
Yeah, not yesterday, they sure didn't.
Oh, you're right. Wow. That's got to be a bummer.
That one was really hurt. Because you know what the problem with the Mets is they do not have any closing pitching.
The Nationals, you mean?
Nationals, yes.
Neither they don't have Mets. A closer. They don't have a closer.
Yes, and they're gonna. They were hoping that the Rockies would be terrible so they could go get Holland.
Actually,
you know what?
Actually, these guys were like, "Do you guys think you guys will trade us Holland?
No.
We could use one." I'm like,
No.
We're gonna need him in the
gonna
playoffs.
Are you gonna trade us Bryce Harper?
Yeah. I'm like, no, we're gonna need him in the playoffs when we beat you.
They're not gonna be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they will. They'll win their division. They're 30 games up on their division. It's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the end of the first hour.
We'll be back one more hour. Darren Copeland Experience. Stick with us.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. I couldn't unwind. I saw so much. I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.